This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to our little hump day world. Bryn has his mouth full of something right now. It might be jerky, it might be bacon, or it
I already
might
swallowed
be.
It. Yes, beef jerky. It's my first batch, trying it out.
Oh, you made your own jerky.
I
so
did.
What do you have, a smoker or something like that?
Dehydrator?
Dehydrator, yeah.
Oh.
So was it good?
Yeah, it's good. I'm just trying to figure out the consistency.
What about flavor? What did you use for the...
I have three different kinds. One of them's like basil, a lot of soy sauce and this stuff. Yeah. One of them's super spicy, bunch of chili flakes. It's fun. It's my first batch. It's finishing up right now. It's not even done.
Well,
yet, so.
Look, we've got to do something during quarantine. I mean, why not make beef jerky?
I still have like half a day left to dehydrate, but I'm eating it halfway done. You know, so it's a little more chewy. I'm learning new stuff.
Yeah, that's, you know. Did you get like, you know, some kind of special meat sliced up real thin for you
I got brisket, and then I have a meat slicer, you know, from the restaurant days.
Oh, do you? So you have a meat slicer at your house.
Well, we had two kinds. One was a big commercial one my dad has in his little storage area. So I grabbed that, and I sliced it up real thin.
Oh.
As thin as I could, at least. And so that was last night. And so I'm waiting on this dehydrator to finish up.
And then you just marinate it and drip them over the pieces. That's
exactly.
I would love. So I love beef jerky.
Yeah. So let me get my recipe down. And once I get going, I'll give you a little batch.
Oh, I cannot wait. That's a great Christmas present. A tin of jerky.
Oh, fun.
Like, oh, is this going to be that? Will this be that candy cane? It's beef. Jerky. You should do peppermint flavored beef jerky.
I don't know about that, but teriyaki is good enough for me for now.
Well, it actually looked good. I was like, is that, I don't know, a grayed out piece of bacon? It has to be jerky.
I'm so proud of it.
Look, we got to keep busy. Everybody needs a hobby.
Yeah, productivity.
Celebrity Trash brought to you by voting. If you haven't already turned in your ballot for the election, make sure you do it as soon as possible. We need to get those in there. Drop in it. If you can mail it in, you can drop it off. You can go vote in person. There are only, it's 1 week from yesterday. We're less than a week away. November 3rd is the big day. Every vote counts. Let's remember that.
I want to say it was Gavin's wife posted something like, November 3rd is not, what does she say? Something like, that's the last day. That's not the day we vote. That's the last day you can vote.
Right.
Get in there early or send your stuff or whatever. And I was like, oh, well, good point.
Make this thing happen.
We are doing a lot by mail now.
We certainly are. So. And the earlier it gets there, the better it'll be. Because if they have giant piles. Because the thing is, we talked about this a month ago or so. You know, they don't count them before the election. You wouldn't want those numbers to get out. And there's people high up in the government saying, no, we're getting the results that day. I'm like, no, you're not. And that's because we all mailed in because of COVID. You seem to be ignoring.
Well, let's see how that goes. I'm very curious. You know, we live in California's weird, man. We live in this world where we think everything's a certain way. Mm-hmm. And then we get a real good look at the rest of the country, all of the countries to our east. And we go, oh, everybody doesn't have the same sensibility.
All the states, yeah.
Got it. Okay. I'm curious because I think that plenty of people are going to go vote in person that day.
Yes.
Plenty.
And there are already long lines for the early voting stuff, which, you know, that's which is good news because certainly there does seem to be some voter suppression happening and screaming people screaming voter fraud on mail-in ballots. And that's, you know, it just feels like our whole democracy is being undermined. I don't know. Just a little feeling I've got. But let's get that justice seated on there. Oh, mission accomplished. So we'll be able to dispute this. That's fantastic. Okay, let's do some music news and not talk about this.
All right.
Trent Reznor, Billy Corgan, and many more will be paying virtual tribute to David Bowie. It's a little festival they're doing.
He deserves it.
He does. It's a David Bowie tribute concert. Some very interesting people here. Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails, Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins, Gary Oldman. I didn't even know Gary sang, but he's so talented. Of course he does. Maybe he doesn't. Perry Farrell, Peripheral, and Macy Gray, and many more will stream live. This is happening January 8th, 2021. So mark your calendar. I'm sure I'll see more stories about it and mention it again. But they will be celebrating David Bowie's, what would have been his 74th birthday. It's organized by his longtime pianist, Mike Garson. It's called a Bowie Celebration Just for One Day. And it's a whole bunch of different Bowie collaborators from across his career. They're going to cover and reinterpret. And it is, it's a, you have to pay $20. You can watch it as it happens or you can watch it within 24 hours. But it does, it costs money. So, and there's a, actually, we talked about Gavin Rosdale. He's participating. We met from Bush. We mentioned him earlier because it was a Gwen Stefani story. Def Leppard's Joe Elliott, the Cultsy and Asbury, longtime producers of Bowie, and his full touring band. So it starts at 9 o'clock Eastern time on the. It's in January on the 7th, and oh, sorry, it's not. It's on January 8th, and it'll be available to watch for the 24 hours following the broadcast, but it's $20. So I'll mention it again. I'll try to, but mark your calendar if you're
all right.
Serious about seeing it. Van Halen's California hometown of Pasadena is going to be memorializing somehow or other the late guitar legend Eddie Van Halen. It's not super clear what form the tribute will take. Pasadena City Council on Monday directed officials to come up with some ideas and report back on how to best remember the rock icon. So I don't know if that'll mean a statue or some kind of open-air social distance concert. I don't know what it'll be.
I've been reading everything that they print about him.
Oh, so you've seen this?
No, not that in particular. Oh. I just mean all, like all the stories about him, all of the stuff that is being, you know, a lot of different musicians are talking about their experiences with him.
Right.
I was a real big fan, so I am a real big fan, so it's been something I've been interested in.
There's in Pasadena, I guess the house that he grew up in has become kind of a memorial. This is where him and his brother Alex lived when they were growing up. And some fans would like that designated a historical landmark. So that's a possibility for how they'll pay tribute to him. They're talking about possibly a plaque somewhere. So they're going to do something. Let's see. The Van Halen family moved to Pasadena after emigrating to the U.S. from the Netherlands in 1962. And then they formed the band about a decade later with David Lee Roth. So he was a young man at the time.
Right. One of the things that I was reading, I think just last night, was that he was so into getting the sound he wanted, this sound of this guitar sound in his head that he wanted, that, and he's got hundreds of guitars cataloged and filed away in this big, you know, warehouse studio thing. And as they were going into them, what basically he's got is a bunch of ruined guitars as he was pulling, you know, he'd get a beautiful vintage, you know, Les Paul and then take the pickups out of it and, you know, try to shove other things in there and then be like, oh, it didn't work. Put it back in the case, shove it away and go to the next
thing. Give me another one.
Right.
And that's hilarious.
But that's how he was getting his sound, by tinkering with everything. And
once he got it down, it certainly is a signature sound.
Right. But he destroyed a lot in the process.
Van Halen, they say here, is among the top 20 best-selling artists of all time. Top 20. And the band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2007. Rolling Stone magazine put Eddie Van Halen at number 8, a travesty, on its list of the 100 greatest guitarists of all time.
8?
Although I know, I thought the same thing. Although, well, look, I mean, I don't see the rest of their list here. Who knows who else? There's plenty of, you know, iconic guitar players, but 8 does seem low for Eddie Van Halen.
Maybe they honored the blues guitarist that started it all ahead of him. Maybe that seems
could
legit.
Be.
If
and
that's
frankly,
what you did, then it's legit. Okay.
And I'm sure that he topped many a list over the course of his career. Oh, yeah, crank this up. Start and we need a big old barrel. Yes, I'm living at a face that kills. Ah, so good.
I never saw them with David Lee. I only saw them with Sammy. But I saw a video, this also I think was last night, and it's David Lee Roth doing complete workarounds in order to get through his songs. Like, he just can't, he actually can't reproduce those vocals at all. And this was a video from the 80s, so he couldn't even do it all the way back
when
in the
day. When he was doing it. He was a showman, Vinny. He just, and frankly, people were watching Eddie. Like, oh my God, that guy's amazing. Here's a story. I'll just do this one quickly. You know, we go from rock god to crooning goddess. I'm not sure what Celine Dion is. I don't even know how you'd classify her music. Is it easy listening? I don't know. Anyway, she and her music will be starring in a new drama called Text for You. It also stars Priyanka Chopra and some guy who does look somewhat familiar, a guy named Sam Heughan, H-E-U-G-H-A-N. Hogan.
Nope.
They're going to fall in love in this, I guess it's a, apparently this is a remake of a German, oh my God, and this is the funniest part of the story too. So it's called Text for You. And it's a remake of a German box office hit called SMS for Dick.
What does that
and
mean?
It means text for you.
Oh, okay.
But SMS for F-U-R is for, I guess, like for release. And D-I-C-H, which I think sounds like Dick. I don't know. But I just thought, oh, that's a funny name, SMS for Dick.
I like it.
That actor, Sam Heughan.
Yeah.
He's in the Starz show Outlander.
Oh, okay. I thought I recognized him.
He's from the
him.
U.K.
Oh, he plays Jamie, doesn't he?
Yeah, I watched that show.
He's a good-looking dude.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read those books?
I read 2 so far.
Yeah. Don't bother. Well, look, do whatever you want. I definitely fell off that series, though.
Oh, okay.
Like, oh, enough of that. The first one's amazing. Second one, I'm like, Third one. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Anyway, it's going to be a wonderful movie, and Celine Dion's music plays a huge role in it.
All right.
And you know, apparently he's, you know, these people grappling with heartbreak and they're listening to Celine Dion and their love of Celine brings them together and I'm sure it'll be an amazing box office hit. Oh, go, go, Bryn.
Thank you.
That was terrible, Bryn. What were you, going for bad?
I was trying to go for that note, but it was pretty high in the morning, you know?
I actually wasn't looking and went, oh my God, Celine just really messed up there.
That's a clam.
That was all me, guys. I take full credit. Thank you.
Kanye West is running for president. I'm not sure if everyone's aware of that, but he is. And he's not happy that Jennifer Aniston said, don't vote for him. Her quote is, she actually did she was posting, putting her vote into a mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple pictures of her up on her Instagram. She has a long diatribe about why you got to vote, blah, blah, blah. And then she ends it with, P.S. It's not funny to vote for Kanye. I don't know how else to say it. Please be responsible. So Kanye did not like that. He said he thought
she
was.
Yeah, he said I got lipo. That's his response.
He said I got liposuction, and she's all, "That's not a good enough reason."
No, you missed the mark. On that one.
Anyway, he basically went. I believe the post has been deleted now, but he said that you know, apparently that Joe Rogan interview, he can't get off. He sat in over 3 hours with Joe Rogan, and they talked about everything. And a lot of people have been referencing it, and he basically said, you know, took her thing where she's like, it's not funny to vote for him. And he said, wow, that Rogan interview got him shook up. Let's go. Which it's not directly.
It must have been someone else, and it was attributed, or it was in the conversation, but someone else must have wrote it. What I saw him respond with was, yeah, Friends wasn't funny either. And I thought that was a pretty nice response. I went, oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I don't see that here. Maybe that is part of the responses. But anyway, he basically, you know, he put a screenshot of a Vanity Fair article that was titled Jennifer Aniston endorses Joe Biden tells fans it's not funny to vote for Kanye. And then he captioned it, that Joe Rogan thing's got him shook up. So you're right. It's probably some other comment. Anyway, don't do it, you guys. Or do whatever you want. Far be it from me. I will tell you what I think, but you don't have to listen.
Far be it from me, she said.
Yeah, I know. Like, that was dumb.
She doesn't mean that at all. Mm.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you what I think, and you're going to do what you want anyway. So, you know, listen or don't. Looks like the People's Choice Awards have found themselves a host. Demi Lovato will be hosting the 2020 E! People's Choice Awards live from Barker Hangar, Sunday, November 15th at 9 p.m.
Barker Hangar?
Yeah, that's where people are. It's big enough.
All right.
And people can stand far apart. So, Commander in Chief. And I guess I'll end with this. Whitney Houston. She is one of the very few people from, well, very few people in general, but pre the year 2000 to have hit a billion YouTube views. And she did it with her I will always love you. That one.
All right.
That video has now hit 1 billion views. She, let's see. She's the first solo entry from the 1990s to join the Billion Views Club. Others who have crossed the mark are from groups. Guns N' Roses' November Rain, Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit, The Cranberries' Zombie. Originally written by Dolly Parton in 1973, I Will Always Love You skyrocketed when she recorded her version for the film The Bodyguard. So I'm sure that'll hit 2 billion views at some point, but as of right now, she's the first solo artist to have a billion views previous to the year 2000. So congratulations. Oh, let's... So pretty. God, she's amazing. Or she was. Rest in peace. I blame Bobby Brown. Anyway, congratulations, Whitney Houston. Vincent, what's coming up in Les News?
I'll get to those Halloween stories I didn't finish last hour and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.